This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We're speaking today with Jolie Lucas. And to a lot of pilots, saving general aviation for future generations isn't just about teaching new people to fly. It's also about making sure they've got quality airplanes to fly in that inspire passion. Jolie has found her passion for Mooney aircraft. Thanks for joining us today, Jolie.
Thank you for having me, Glenn.
Now, Jolie doesn't just like her Mooney. She's actually formed a group she calls the Mooney Ambassadors. And Jolie, please give us a very quick summary of what Mooney Ambassadors is and what you are hoping to achieve with it.
I'm happy to do that, Glenn. Our motto at the Mooney Ambassadors is share the passion. The idea came to me at Oshkosh when I was sitting at the MAPA tent watching all the Mooney owners come and go. And I recognized that they wanted to let others know about their passion for the Mooney Airplane Company and for their airplanes. And so I thought about starting a program called the Mooney Ambassadors so that we could represent for our brand and we could also promote general aviation. We're a volunteer grassroots service organization, and we are helping to support our company that has a 65-year legacy here in the United States with our beautiful handmade airplanes.
It sounds like a simple but potentially a very powerful idea. And from our exchange yesterday, I understand your passion has also been inspired by some very powerful events. If you wouldn't mind, please share with everyone what happened back in August of 2003 and how that affected your view of flying and Mooney aircraft in particular.
Well, in August of 2003, I had had my pilot's license for about 10 months. It was airport day at Hood River, Oregon, and Hood River is nestled in the beautiful Columbia River Gorge. I was flying left seat in my father's Mooney. We named her Maggie. We had her for 27 years, and we were taking my daughter back to college. The takeoff roll felt sluggish, and I lumbered into the air, missing folks that were gathered at the end of the runway and parking, and the terrain rises toward Mount Defiance there in the gorge, and it quickly became apparent that we were not developing enough power to fly. At that point, I didn't have enough altitude to turn back to the airport, and I wanted to avoid that nasty stall spin that can happen. So I decided to cut the engine, put the airplane into a slight landing flare, and we started to settle into the trees. Our airplane took out six trees, and we ended up upside down in a mud pond. We all walked out. The steel cage and roll bar design that Al Mooney put into this airplane, and a special Z's bar that strengthened the wings, allowed us to walk out with very, very minor scratches and bruises. As a matter of fact, the next day when we went to get some of our belongings, my daughter's laptop powered up and my father's little portable CD player powered up. There wasn't a branch in the cabin. The instruments were operational. So Mooney Airplane saved my life, and it saved the life of my father and my daughter.
Wow. It's clearly a powerful inspiration. With the industry so full of social groups and type clubs, including the Mooney Aircraft and Pilots Association, how have you used that inspiration to make Mooney Ambassadors different? Or is it?
Well, it is different. And the Mooney Aircraft and Pilots Association, MAPA, is a wonderful service and support organization for our owners and operators. They have training aspects, a magazine, a forum, insurance, and technical resources for us. We are members of MAPA and support everyone becoming a member of MAPA. You mentioned different social groups. In the Mooney world, we have the Florida Lunch Group, the Vintage Mooney Group, and Southeast Mooney Pilots, and we support and promote everybody flying with those types of groups. The way that the Ambassadors is different is that we are a service group and that our events are working events for our ambassadors. So we go and display and we are meeting with the public, we may open up our airplanes, get people inside, tell them about Mooney Airplanes, tell them that our company is in the United States of America, handmade in Coralville, Texas. The best events for us are where we have access to the flying and non-flying public. So we have venues which are smaller, like Jackson Westover in California, where we had 4 airplanes on display. We talked to about 600 people. We had lots and lots of people inside of our airplanes. One of our ambassadors took part in the flyby, and we had Top Gun Aviation there, which is one of our Mooney service centers. All the way up to these large events like our Lake in the Sky air show, we worked with the city of South Lake Tahoe, with Mountain West Aviation, and at South Lake Tahoe, we had 12 Moonies on display. So we went from airplanes from the 1950s and 60s up to the Claim Type S, which is the world's fastest single engine production piston. So the way that the ambassadors help our Mooney community and general aviation is through service and promotion. It's not competing with any other groups. It's just a great addition.
So in a world that's quickly becoming more and more filled with virtual social networking, this is really real-life social networking for airplanes and the people who fly them, and even maybe on a larger scale, general aviation as a whole, I suppose. Is that a big part of what you're aiming for?
Absolutely. Social, yes, but this is a service group, and we are serving our Mooney Airplane Company through getting the word out on these quality airplanes. But as well, we're promoting general aviation. When we meet with folks at air shows and fly-ins to talk about general aviation, some don't know that general aviation is everything except for commercial air travel. So whether that be flying recreational, things like angel flights, firefighting, news traffic reporting, all of those things fall into general aviation. And our goal is to help promote general aviation while supporting our company and also having someplace wonderful to fly.
Well, how does Mooney feel about what you're doing? Have you been in contact with them?
Oh, yes, we have been in contact with them. I spoke with Susan Harrison, who's the international sales manager at Oshkosh, when I presented her this idea of the ambassadors. Everybody from the folks working at the factory in Coralville, Texas, to the president of Mooney Airplane Company know about the ambassadors, and they are just thrilled with the idea and support us.
Well, it's a fine story and hopefully an inspiration to a lot of people, both pilots and non-pilots. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for giving us a chance to talk about our Mooney ambassadors.
It's our pleasure. This has been Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. We've been speaking today with Jolie Lucas of the Mooney Ambassadors. You can check them out online at MooneyAmbassadors.com and get yourself involved, Mooney or not. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.